Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist-composer Helen Tsung. She commands the keyboard in a dazzling, passionate display, combining flawless technique and an exquisite touch. There's so much more to say about Helen Tsung, but now you can hear it all for yourself.
Hi, Mrs. McFarland. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you'd better say Marion. It's easier.
It's the Asian in me, I guess. Hi, Marion.
It's nice to have you here, believe me.
Thank you.
What are you going to play?
I think I'll start with an original I wrote recently called Hope Springs Eternally. And I'm glad I was trying to decide between Hope Springs Eternal and Eternally. And before the show, when we were talking about titles, I'm glad I chose Eternally because you told me that's the grammatically correct one.
Oh, I like to think of myself as the grammatical guru. I may be wrong in a million cases, but this one I like.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I bet the tune is great, too.
I hope so. I like it.
I'm waiting to hear it.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that tune.
Thank you.
But now, how much of that is improvised and how much is it like?
Well, I started off with the head and kind of did it out of time, and then did it in time.
Yeah,
and
do
then...
the head. I just do the head for
sure.
Me. So. I didn't catch it the first time. I was listening to the chords.
What do you do?
Do you, you don't sit at the piano, or do you?
I do a combination of things. Usually, it's more often than not, I am at the piano, but I either start out with a rhythmic idea or feeling, and that's what started this song, this feeling. It's in three, but it's like a big three, you know. I don't know. One, two, three.
See, that's nice. I love the things done in the bass. You don't hear them often enough, and that kind of makes the tune very fresh and different sounding.
Oh, thank you.
So hope is sure is springing eternally.
I hope so. We need it these days, I think.
yes, indeed. That's so you were from Houston, you were... Born in Houston?
Born and raised in Houston, Texas, with a little stint in Columbus, Ohio, where my dad was finishing his doctorate.
How did you wind up in Columbus?
My dad went to school at Ohio State University to get his doctorate, and he's a lifelong Buckeye fan now.
And you all trekked to Columbus for that and then back to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the piece you wrote for Houston, Texas. You called it H-Town. Can you even... play just a little bit of that.
Sure.
A little bit.
I'll try. All the musicians I make play with me, they hate it. They're like, what is this?
I liked it. I thought it was very, I don't know, evocative of that particular area.
Thank you.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know, it's sort of evocative of the excitement, and it seems to me there's a lot of hurry and bustle in Houston, and you bring that out in the piece.
Thanks. It's a different type than here in New York City.
Well, if you were doing New York City, that would be more hustle and bustle.
Even more. You're right.
Lots more. So how did you come to start... taking piano lessons at 5, your parents thought that was a good idea?
Well, it's funny. There's a joke in the Asian community that every single person has taken either piano or violin lessons. But with my parents, I have to honestly say it was kind of different. It wasn't something I was forced into. My mom tells me stories. I don't remember. She said in Columbus. I do remember in Columbus I had a little red plastic piano, and I remember dragging it around with me everywhere I went, but I don't remember doing, I must have played it, but I don't remember what. But my mom said she would hear me play little melodies I heard off the radio or the TV. So once we moved back to Houston, they had some friends that were moving back to Taiwan, and they had this piano that still sits in my parents' house today that they needed to get rid of. And they thought, well, maybe this will be something she might enjoy. So they didn't know, so they just said, okay, let's try lessons, and it kind of stuck.
Oh, it certainly did. And you went ahead to where? What college?
Well, I was classically trained. I didn't hear jazz until the end of my undergrad, which I did at the University of Texas at Austin. Big school, like 50,000 people, but they had a really good music school and a really excellent classical piano program. So
you didn't even think about jazz at that time?
No, I thought I was going to be a classical pianist, probably a professor somewhere. I don't know. But then it's a kind of a funny story. A friend of mine was madly in love with Harry Connick Jr. at the time.
Oh.
And I didn't know who he was, but he was coming to Austin to do a big concert at the big hall in town with his big band. And she said, "You have to come with me." And I said, "Okay." And so we went, and I agreed. He was very cute, and the big band was great and everything. But in the middle of the show, he played a few solo piano pieces. And it just blew me away. I said, "Wow, what is that? You know, that's something, I don't know, that grabbed me in a way." I have to say that I hope my classical piano professor will forgive me this. That didn't grab me in a way that, it grabbed me in a way that classical music never did. And just that same week, the jazz piano professor at the University of Texas happened to give a faculty recital. So a bunch of us classical nerds decided to take an intro to jazz piano class. And I just kind of jumped in and ran with it. It was.
You played?
Well, I tried. I was fortunate because the program at UT, the jazz program, was still fledgling, kind of small. So they didn't have like loads of students. So I was able to do things I probably wasn't ready to do yet, like playing an ensemble and playing the big band. But it forced me to learn pretty quick, and I was just listening to everything I could get my hands onto. And once, I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but once I got accepted into the Thelonious Monk Institute, that kind of sealed the deal for me. I said, "This is the way I want to go."
Well, you evidently were a natural, sounds like.
No.
It sounds like.
It was a long road, I have to admit, but a fun one.
And then, yeah, because then meanwhile you got your bachelor's degree. That was for classical music.
And I did a master's there, too, in classical.
But then
then the Thelonious Monk. Yeah.
You went to the Thelonious Monk
Institute. Mm-hmm.
Institute.
It was originally at the New England Conservatory in Boston, but that program is now housed at USC in LA, California. So
play some more. We got okay. to hear more music.
Okay, I think I'll do the wonderful ballad "You've Changed."
Oh, that is a nice ballad. Thank you. That was really quite lovely. It's such a good tune.
Thank you.
They should bring that tune back, make it more popular, because it used to be a big hit, and you made it sound like it should be a big hit again.
Oh, thank you. Solo piano playing, it always scares the heck out of me.
It scares you. Some people like that better. Bill Evans, he felt sort of lost without the rhythm section. Do you feel that way?
Well, I just feel just the enormity of making it sound like nothing's missing. Because I've heard a few times, you know, the great masters, like I've been listening to some of your music, and someone like Ron Carter, who played a solo bass recital, and you didn't miss anything. You didn't need anything. And I was just like, wow. That's the epitome of musicianship.
See, I never thought of that. To me, I'm always missing half of the piece, but...
Really?
Anyway, there's more music coming up with Helen Tsang and her infectious love. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR, on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. I think I'd like to maybe play a solo. Do you mind that?
I would love to hear it.
Well, what I thought I'd play is a sort of fragment of this piece that I'm writing, Portrait of Rachel Carson, being somewhat of an environmentalist. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other stuff, but this is like a little melody that I'm working on. So... And I suppose it's called Portrait of Rachel.
Wonderful.
Here it goes. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Well, I heard open vistas and wide landscapes, and that's cool because you said Ms. Carson was an environmentalist.
Really? Well, see, that makes me think of parts of Rachel's book. And unfortunately, I never got to meet Rachel Carson, but reading her book, Silent Spring, it made a great impression on me 25 years ago, and it still does. Mm. Well, you know what would be fun to try a duet?
Okay.
I always liked the idea two people that just met and they get together and play a tune. It's always a source of amazement to me.
That would be fun.
And you pick the tune.
Well, this song I have a strong personal connection to.
A strong personal what?
Connection to.
Oh.
Why don't we do Someday My Prince Will Come?
Why are you laughing? That must be your prince must have.
He's not here yet.
Is he on his way?
I hope so.
Oh, well, he's out there. He's probably going to hear you play.
I love that song, though, all joking aside.
Shall we sort of discuss it or shall we wing it?
Let's wing it.
Okay. Thank you.
That was fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice. Well, there's more to come with Helen Tsung. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes played on today's program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I see where you're going to play a solo on some tune you've got picked out.
This song was one of my favorite standards. This is called On a Clear Day.
Has this got a connection to?
No. I think it's a pretty melody.
It's a pretty song.
Yes. So
dying to hear you do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You picked another tune that people have stopped playing a lot. I don't know. That's good.
Thank you.
So what I'm wondering is, how do you learn all these tunes off the record, or you don't read them from sheet music, you just hear them?
It's a combination. Usually I listen to records and check them with a lead sheet, and who knows which one is right. No, but usually off a record, yes.
Me too. 3 years ago, I guess I know a lot of tunes because for many years I listened to the BBC, and they wanted to grab the newest American tunes.
Mm.
So I had the BBC on all the time. I've never seen sheet music to so many tunes. You probably haven't either.
Well, I do have to admit, I grew up with the real book generation.
You did?
Yeah, or fake book. I can't say that. I think in my experience, the songs I've learned by ear, I know better. So I think the way you did it is the best way. By ear, off the radio, learning by ear. Versus reading it.
I just did. I can't read. That's one reason.
Oh, I think you can.
I see we've got one of my favorite tunes written down here, Sweet and Lovely. That is an old tune, do you know?
Yeah, is it? It's one of the, I know, I didn't. I just love that song.
I do too, but I have memories of playing this when I was a little, maybe 4 or 5, and visiting one of my aunts. And she asked me if I could play that. And I said I could. She was busy in the kitchen cooking. And I played the tune, and she'd come in the living room with a ladle or something in her hand and say, "That's lovely, dear."
And
that's all I ever got out of my family. Like, "Very nice, dear." And thinking about it, I'm still doing that.
Oh, you were 4 or 5 when you were playing that? Amazing.
I don't know if I was playing it with accurate chords. Anyway, let us play it. It's too late to stop winging it now, isn't it?
It's too late,
although,
I agree.
What we could do, we could add a chorus of 4s.
That would be great.
Let's do that.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was fun.
It was. You know, that's a great tune played as a duet. I like it anyway, but it just works very well as a duet.
It does.
Well, there's more to come with Helen Tsung. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. It is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
I think it's time to hear you play again.
Really?
Yes. I would love to hear you play another song, please.
Well, I seem to have written quite a few songs that I never play. I don't know why. And somebody just sent me a record with this tune on it, and I thought, well, maybe I'll play it. It's called With You in Mind.
Sounds great.
It's sort of like your tune having special feelings. That's in that same category.
Okay.
So,
with you in mind.
Here goes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I was sort of doing little things with my left hand, copying what you were doing. I thought, well, I'll try something because I have no rhythm section. So I must make it sound as if there is a tempo to it.
There was.
But anyway, we've got one more tune, and we haven't played any Duke tunes. And he used to play all over the city, you know. Not only would come to the Hickory House, he would play at Birdland and Rainbow Grill, and he always asked me to sit in, which was nice. But one time I went to Birdland during an intermission at the Hickory House, and I'm walking down the stairs, and he says, "Here comes that pulchritudinous purveyor of tonal zest." Oh, I thought I would die.
Oh, that's such a cool compliment.
But isn't it to me, it's a cool use of the English language. I mean, talk about hope springs eternally. He would say that too.
He would approve, huh? Good.
I'm glad. I mean, everybody should talk like him, including me. Well, let's play.
Okay.
Cottontail.
Cottontail, that sounds good. And B flat, is that okay?
That's fine. I can play it badly in any key.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
just the way we plan it.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McParland. Her guest today has been Helen Song. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is ETV Radio, 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists and music played on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos and from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970 helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available at newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And Post, maker of post-shredded wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Recipes at postshreddedwheat.com. This is NPR.